I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Friday, June 14th on KJAN.com. In area high school baseball action, it was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic by a score of 9-1. Adair Casey beating Orion Maxburg 13-1. Exira EHK fell to Arweva by a score of 2-1. It was Bishop Garrigan Algona over Pocahontas area 15-7. Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 2-1. Cam over Iowa Christian Academy in baseball 17-9. Central Decatur down Corning 10-5. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic by a score of 5-4. Glenwood over Creston 11-6. Guthrie Center downing Earlham 8-1. Also in high school baseball, Harlan beat Denison Schleswig 4-2. It was I-35 Truro over Nottoway Valley 13-6. Missouri Valley downing IKM Manning 10-8. Nishnabotna was an 8-5 winner over Logan Magnolia at the Loma Tournament. Audubon Arthur BCIG beat St. Mary's of Storm Lake 4-3. Red Oak was an 11-0 winner over Clarinda. Also at the Loma Tournament, Trainer beat Nishnabotna 16-5 and over Logan Magnolia 19-2. West Central Valley of Stewart down Woodward Granger 17-5, and Van Meter beat Panorama 15-0 in four innings. In softball action, the Atlantic Trojans fell to Kemper Catholic by a score of 8-2. It was Central Decatur over Corning 5-1. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beating Sioux City Bishop Heelan 6-2. Creston was a 4-1 winner over Glenwood. Essex beat Villisca by a score of 15-9. Villisca beat East Mills 7-6. Exira EHK was a 6-1 winner over Grandview Park Baptist. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 14-4. Orion Maxburg blanked Adair Casey 12-0. Also, it was Tri-Center over IKM Manning 15-0. Winterset was a 1-0 winner over Carroll and 7-1 winner over Carroll in a doubleheader. And it was Woodward Granger over West Central Valley of Stewart in softball by a score of 11-6. The College World Series opening ceremonies are set for this evening at 8:30 at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Admission is free. ESPN baseball analyst and former Major League pitcher Oral Hershiser will be the featured speaker. Now, the participating teams will be introduced after an Olympic-style grand entrance. There will also be a tribute to Dennis Pope, who is retiring after serving as the NCAA's lead administrator at the CWS since 1998. A Flag Day celebration will feature patriotic music by the Lincoln Southeast High School Marching Knights, and a large American flag will be unfurled. A fireworks show will end the festivities. The event will be preceded by the Road to Omaha Jam tonight at 6 o'clock in Lot B, south of the stadium, and will feature the rock band OAR. Fans attending the College World Series at night will notice some new lighting on the Road to Omaha sculpture in front of the main gate at TD Ameritrade Park. Lighting fixtures and glass panels attached to the sculpture's concrete backsplash, as well as a new spotlight, provide a different kind of illumination. CWS Incorporated President Jack Dysing Jr. said the lighting is synchronized to provide an alternating spectrum of colors behind the sculpture. The 1,500-pound bronze sculpture was created by John Leiba and depicts four baseball players celebrating victory at home plate. It was dedicated in 1999 and moved to the downtown ballpark from its original location at the old Rosenblatt Stadium. Elsewhere in Midwest sports news, the NCAA is thrilled with the support the wrestling community shows to its national championships. The next step is to get the casual fan engaged for more than just a weekend. A proposal pitched Tuesday to the NCAA's sports management cabinet included a new 24-team dual tournament that would allow teams to pick up points they could carry into the national championships. The concept, first reported by the Des Moines Register, wouldn't be implemented until at least 2016 because of procedural and budgetary issues. But the idea behind the change, according to NCAA Associate Director Anthony Holman, is to emphasize the regular season by forcing teams to compete for a spot in the 24-team event. In Major League Baseball action Thursday night, Adam Wainwright became the Major League's first 10-game winner by pitching seven scoreless innings and sent Matt Harvey to his first loss of the season, leading the St. Louis Cardinals over the New York Mets 2-1 in a classic pitching matchup. Wainwright retired his first 11 batters before David Wright's single and allowed four hits with six strikeouts and two walks. Wainwright matched his career best by winning his fifth straight start, dropped his ERA to 2.18, and got his 1,000th career strikeout when Wright was called out on a first-inning curveball. Known best in New York for freezing Carlos Beltran with a called third strike to end Game 7 of the 2006 NL Championship Series, Wainwright had been 0-for-4 with an 8.46 ERA in four starts against the Mets since meeting them on April the 18th of 2010. The Cardinals are back in action tonight here on KJAN. Our pregame coverage gets underway at 5:15. Elsewhere in baseball action, the Oakland Athletics prevailed over the New York Yankees Thursday 3-2 in 18 innings in the season of long games. Nate Feimann drove in the game winner with a hit off Mariano Rivera. Oakland became the first American League team to play two 18-inning games in one season since the A's in Washington did so in 1971. Philadelphia Phillies rallied to beat the Twins yesterday 3-2. It took 13 innings in Baltimore, and the Orioles came away with a 5-4 win over Boston. Chris Davis singled home the tie-breaking run with two outs, giving the Orioles the win. Ryan Zimmerman had a big day for the Nationals with a home run, a double, and three runs batted in as Washington beat Colorado 5-4. Pinch hitter Julio Bourbon had a two-out RBI single in the 14th inning, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Reds 6-5. Matt Cain allowed two hits over 6 2/3 innings as the Giants pounded the Pirates 10-0. It was a high-scoring win for the Royals as they beat the Rays 10-1. The Royals have won 8 of 9 and have held an opponent to 3 runs or less in 12 straight games. And Edwin Encarnacion hit a tie-breaking 2-run double in the 8th inning, and the Blue Jays beat the Rangers by a score of 3-1. Finally in sports, the NBA Finals are all tied up at 2 wins apiece. Playing in San Antonio, the Miami Heat beat the Spurs in Game 4, 109-93. The win by the Heat guarantees a return trip to Miami for a 6th game. Game 5 will be played in San Antonio this Sunday. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com Sports.